that somebody whose oisher is there for nekama, then it's kedai to remember one of the most compelling mishalim I ever saw or heard from the Chafetz Chaim. He describes about a person who sinned towards the king, and the king gave him a punishment to put him in a cage and cut off pieces of his flesh, and him in oil, and the person had to eat it until he ate himself up. This was a diabolical punishment. And there was they put him in this cage, and there was a person who walked by, and he said, look, he saw him eating, and the oil is dripping all over his face. This is a punishment. He's eating a sumptuous meal. He's enjoying his suda. He's eating himself up. What could be worse? What could be more horrifying than what's going on here? Sometimes we look with Moedika Kinnah and we say, this guy has every person does. If he belongs in the category Chasu Sholem, he's eating his own flesh. We don't have to strive, and we certainly, Cholila V'chash, should keep ourselves from becoming like that. It's the first Madrege, who always Yechidei Segula, whose hisnagus with their Ashiris was a Kiddushem Shemayim, their integrity, their generosity, their humility, was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was native to them. Chal Yisrael was Zoyche to such Ashiris. But most of us fall into the second category. Oishe l'nesoyin. A nesoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. We have to know, what does a nesoyin mean? What does it mean, a nesoyin? The money is just a nesoyin. It's not real. It's a test. Somebody told me recently, he says, it's amazing how many gvirim lost their money. A lot of gvirim are very wealthy, they lost their money. And I said to him, what do you mean? Every gvir lost his money. What are you talking about? I said, every single gvir in all of history, everybody lost his money. He says, what are you talking about? Many people didn't lose their money. I said, really? Do you know of a single gvir who didn't die? Everybody dies penniless. Everyone. If you've got a nickel in your pocket now, you're richer than Rothschild. No, what? Some people die penniless and leave over rich children. Some people die penniless and leave over poor children. But everybody dies penniless. Doesn't have a key in. The Mesilas Yesharim, when he advises us on the Midah of Precious, he says, what should be our Hashkafa? We have to learn Musa. We have to mechazik ourselves in Hashkafa HaTorah. Zog the Heilige Mesilas Yesharim. B'darkei Kniyas HaPrishus. He talks about Tanugim and he says, Inu Yizboinein B'chol HaNoi Sheba Oilom Yireh Shafil HaToiv HaMedumah. He imagined good Shebahem Eino Erol Ezman Murit V'horah SheYochel HiVoreid Mehen Koshe V'Orech Ad Shelo Yeyes M'Shum Bal Seichel Losum Atzmoy B'Sakonois HaRoiv Al Revach HaToiv HaMurit Ahu B'Deposhet. And if a person is margil himself, he has an iyun, and v'yasmid b'iyunoi, al ho'emes hazois, that it's all temporary. Ma'at ma'at yetzei chopshi mimasar hasich, we'll get out of this jail. It's a jail, because we're out of control, we're servants. Asher choyshech hachoymer oyser oyser boy. V'lo yispate mi pituyei ha'anois ha'koizvois klau. Oz yimas b'hem, he will be disgusted, he'll be repulsed by them. The yeda she'ein loy lo kachas min oy lo bela lechreichi chamoy shekasafti. And he says furthermore, he says just like thinking about and being misboinen helps one to be koin of the midah of precious, the same sichlusoy mafsid oisoy ha'asmodo bein hasorim ve'anshei hagdoilois. Drain zech too much with those who are sorim and those who live in luxury. If you drain zech with the wrong crowd, this is terrible poison for the neshama. Keep your oisoy es hayikor ahuv agdulo ahi iev shisheloitis oire tavosoy boilach moid oisom. Who's your oilom? Who's your chevre? Pura chavelim. Can schlep a person out of this world and the next, Rahman al Islam. The key is to understanding Elena Hashkofa. The key is to realize, to work on midois toivois. The person is an honor. works on his kinnet so much cheaper, you can save yourself a fortune of money. To work on a midah. Mo'oid, mo'oid, have a shval ruach, shetikvas enosh rimo. The Mishnah says, mo'oid, get taish vach sam soifer. He says, mo'oid, mo'oid, have a shval ruach, as you'll come to the end of hell. And they'll start saying, either this aver and that aver, and you're going to tie him, me, who am I? I'm a talaz v'loyish. Of course, I was given the grace of mensch. What do you expect? How could I have acted any better? I'm a nothing, I'm nobody, I'm a crumb. And they'll say, Azoi. And they'll show how you were misgoya here, and how you looked down at that one, and every time you had a fight, you had to be menatzech, you had to win, you never could give in, you had to be machnia, and you treated everybody, you lorded it over everybody. I'll say, Azoi, that's the honor, that's the toilas. Zofteh moed moed hebe shval luach, shetikvas enoish. The only hope a person will have on Yenevel is Rimo, to say that on this world I taka acted like a Rimo. You'll have hope, it's a pine of thoughts and lovoi. Steht Rav Nachman Breslover. Kol Yisroel Yeshlem Chelek Lo'ilam Aboy says Losid Lovoy. When we're going to get up for Tchias Ameis and the whole person won't get up, only the Chelek Ho'anova of the person will have Tchias Ameis. If 90% was a Shtik Gaiva, only 10% of him will live. He says Kol Yisroel Yeshlem Chelek Lo'ilam Aboy. Everybody has a Chelek of him that will get up Lo'ilam Aboy. And look how much koyach and energy we expend to get a little bit more nourish and covered amaduma and eat up another piece of our flesh. Yet we know Ashiras has a teva. It's moiled very often. Shaitan Pasik, Oshayana Aziz. It could be moiled, Rahman al Islam, bad midas in a person. And the daf is an eitzah. Speaking of Chaim Hakodesh, the Parsha of Yerani Dachas, the Nosim Lecho Rachmim V'Richamcho. Why, when you kill out an Yerani Dachas, do you need Rachmim? So the Chaim Hakodesh writes that he knows from the Yishma'elim, from the Arab executioners who used to be in the employ of the Melech, says that Poshet, by carrying out the decree of the Melech to execute people, was moiled, it created a teva of cruelty, of achzoris in the neshama. So there's a sakana, you'll go and kill out a whole city, and here in Idachas, we're afraid that you'll develop within yourself a teva of achzoris. So the Torah gives a broch of enosmocho rachme v'rechamcho, it will not take away from your midas harachbonus. Zokta Michtem Eliyahu from Rav Dessler says the same thing applies to money. Money has a teva to be moivit, a person adle sha'oil. It brings into him gaiva and kinna and taiva. The eretz the midas, that's the natural toitzor of money and gashmi. But if a person is misnaig with his money, be sustained, as we learn darach as tzaddikim, to be mativ to others, to do tzedakah or chesed, he has aftocha from the Rebbeinu Shlom that the money will not have that effect on him, and he will remain with his soul intact, and adarabah, he will grow in hasogas, he will grow in avodas Hashem. If there's a shef of ashiras, we have to be marba b'tzedakah v'chesed. There was once a time, Rabbi Isai, when Tznichas Torah, when Tzedakah was in the hands of a few Ashirim, Muflogim, Miyuchodim, a few Mishpachas, Miyuchodos. It wasn't the Nachlas HaKlal. Rabbi Isai, times are changing. There is a tremendous Shefa Ubroche. Everybody should be Zoichet, we should all be Zoichet. But the world of technology is creating Ashirim, world-class Ashirim, who have accumulated in a few years what old wealthy families have accumulated in 50 years from since the war. And now the Torah world is growing, Tzedakah and Tmichas HaTorah is becoming the Nachlas HaKlal. Many more people are able to partake and become Tamchin Doiraisa. We have to lift up our Asogis. A person has to know that it's not just a few people, that people, Baruch Hashem, Dev Zalhelfen, should have asogis, that in a Nesina, not just Nesinas of thousands, Nesinas of hundreds of thousands, Nesinas of millions has to become commonplace. There's that type of money being earned, says Anaya Velt, Rabbi Isai. I was in a car recently with a yid in another country, and he said he's just a stop off in the post office. He wants to pick up something in Europe. And I know this fellow is single-handedly running a very, very chashiv a moysid, something a very special ASIC in helping Yiddish kinder. And he stopped off at the post office and he said, I just want to pick up an envelope, and he shows me a check for $30,000. And he says, there's a yid in Flatbush who sends me every month $30,000. Told me his name, I never heard of him. But I have a yeshiva, I should know the name. I never heard of the name. We don't know what's going on. There are opportunities for tzedakah v'chesed in great and new ways that we never knew of before. And we have to realize, Rabbeisai, when you talk about money, money has one unbelievable advantage which makes it something that's very worthwhile to have. The greatest advantage of money, Rabbeisai, is that you can actually buy your way into Olam Haba with cash. Think about it. The Lashon Chofetz Chaim is Mabel al Arayin. You know what it means to be a Talmud Chochem? What it means to shvitz in Torah, in Yegiyas HaTorah for a lifetime. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, B'lishoyin HaYakadosh, he is the person who's Toymech Torah, lo yigora me'uma, he won't be one drop less than Madregosoy lo'olam HaNitzchi from the Talmud Chochem. Can you imagine what you could buy? This world also. You know, if you have a little bit of this, you can get yourself things you don't really deserve. Chalila, rather, if somebody's time of Torah deserves it, but we can get things higher than we imagined. That from the Asogis, Rabbi Yisrael. Yes, have the Rots and the Emunah, the Ashkofet, the Torah. We have to worry about Kovod, the Torah. Tell a marshal about, there was a king who had a son, and he wanted his son to be a prince over one of his many provinces, but it was out there in the sticks, there was nothing there. So he sent ahead, he said, look, all you people, I'm ready to fund an entire city. I'll build you schools and roads and hospitals and buildings and everything. I'll pay for everything. Just my son should be the governor there. Fine, they were all very happy to comply, and they built up a magnificent city. And a few years later, the king comes out, he wants to see how his son is doing. He sees a beautiful city, everything is gleaming and new, and everybody's enjoying themselves. And he says, where's my son? Nobody can find him. Until somebody directs him, he's out in the woods in a little hovel there, and he's living all by himself. Could you imagine how outraged he was? I paid for everything over here. Just for one thing, so that you should treat my son. My son should be a melech, and this is how he's treated. There are hundreds of millions of businesses in the world. They're all funded by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Li hakesef v'li hazov. Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bring all the money into? Why did he create a world in Loi Brisi, Chukas Shemayim, or something? Just for the Torah. How could it be? Is there a business in the world that runs on workers who aren't paid on time? Only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's business. Only his Heilige Meisters are Torah. The whole world is created for that. Is this not a bazillion? The Tavil and Chalila, again, I don't even count the Chatz and Shalom. We need to be Nedive Om. We have to get up and say, it's my Achrayus to restore Kovod HaTorah. Why should the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's business have the worst balance sheet in all of the world? I want to be Messiah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Moed de Kemedesh, last week said, oh, Chodesh Elul, we all want to be in this Oyer, we all want to change ourselves, we all want to become better. Svarim Shtey, there's a Midah that Midah of Atzlus doesn't let us. We know we have to change. We're a little bit lazy. We don't want to do what we have to do, and because of that, our mind plays tricks on us. Shtey Mitzvus Yisharim, it says, the Atzlus tells the mind, you have time to do tshuva. This little Shoshana coming, this little Yom Kippur coming, you've got time. It's a brandish. Moyedika Medish, a fascinating Medish. Shoiftin the Shoiftin, Zog the Medish. This is that it says in the Pasuk, Leich El Nemola Otzel. Shlomo Melech said, lazy person, go observe the ant, the humble ant. Re'edu Ochel V'chachom. Look, observe her ways and become wise. Asha Ein La Kotzin Shoiftin U'moyshel, yet. Tochin b'kayit lachmo ogre b'kotze machola. She prepares the whole summer all her food and gathers it and stores it away. What did Shlomo Melech learn? Says, what should the Otzel learn from the Nemola? Zog the Medrash, Shabbonin Omri, HaNemola hazu shloi shabatim yeshlo. She has three floors and doesn't put the food in the top floor because of the rain, doesn't put it in the bottom floor because of the moisture, puts it only in the middle floor. The Medrash is Mamshich. An ant has a lifespan of 6 months because Misha Ein Lagidah Batzomis cannot live more than 6 months. The Chol Macholo, how much does the ant consume? Ein Elechito Machzo, 1.5 grains of wheat. And the grain means per year. So that means if she lives for 6 months, she consumes 3/4 of a grain of wheat. Okay? V'hiyoy Leches. She gathered whatever she can find. Why does she do this? She doesn't need it. You never know. Kodesh Baruch Hu may extend my life. I'll have what to eat. They found in the hole of an ant 300 kur of chitin. Shemachneses menakayis ulechoyer. Lefika chamashloimer, leich el nemola otzel. Lazy person, go to the nemola, see her ways. Atem af hiskinu lochem mitzvois mina oilam hazeh la oilam habo. Prepare for oilam hazeh to oilam habo. More you think in the belt of the nemola. Those who are learning with Afayayim, we learned last week, it was the law of the meyoyel. Says, and there was no food, they were starving, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest, he opened up the holes of the Nemolim, and there was enough to sustain the whole nation. So if someone is a lazy person, you should observe the industrious ant and learn from him. Everybody said, this medrash is a pella, a mamish a pella. If I was the president of the World Society of Lazy People, now the only reason there's no such society is because all the potential members are too lazy to make one. But if I was the president and I had to orchestrate a campaign extolling the virtues of idleness and laziness and sloth, I think I would make my campaign poster this pathetic creature, the ant. The point is, he's telling me, learn the choice from the Nemola, work as hard as him. Why? This Nemola, he eats 3/4 of a grain. He's got, the doctor tells him, you've got 6 months to live. Okay? So he takes the best years of his life, his entire existence, they fly cigars, but he's not lazy. He's clearly neurotic. He thinks, no Nemola ever lived more than 6 months. But maybe, as a worry, I might live more than 6 months. And you never know, I may need 300 kur chut in a bachit in a bainu shalaylam. The medics tell us that there's no gizela. There was once an ant who dropped a chita and nobody touched it. So that means that all these oitzris are left untouched. So when a baby ant is born, he's an heir to a fortune of billions. Right? It's all put away for him. The tata de zayda ma'ingas zamut. Masses of chitin. They ate 3/4 of a grain a year. It's all ready for him. He's a day old. Instead of at the age of 3.5 minutes, finding a nice anthill in Miami and settling for an early retirement and living out his years in enjoyment. No! As steps him with a petrol, he goes on the train and his horse. And he's busy. He's got to work. You take an old stale piece of bread, you throw it in the garbage can, vision all the schmutz, and 10 minutes later, it's swarming with ants. cleaning through the garbage and the schmutz to get another. These ants are billionaires, mega billionaires, according to their standards. They'll never have a need in their life. I'm meant to learn from them. If anything, I should learn the opposite. I should learn what not to do. Don't ruin your lives. I just come and shoot in it. Rabbeitai, that's not what the Medrash means. Medrash is teaching us something else. And that's how the Kilimut. In the Pasuk, Leich al Namala Otzel, Zog the Malbim, says that every teva that there is in the Bria, and all the Chayas, it's all a person has the same nature. You just have to develop it. If it's there in the Bria, that means a person possesses the same type of teva. There's Gvura and Ari, we have Gvura. There's Rizus and Itzri, we have Rizus. And we're meant to learn from them how to develop what we have within us. May not the Pshat is also here. Avada, this ant, is great. Doesn't have any need in the world. He's got to worry, Evsha, I'll need, and he doesn't stop grabbing, he doesn't stop working. We also have such a nature, you know? We do the same thing. People who have daiva hoyser much more than they'll ever need or they can ever possibly consume, run and run, this 60, this 70, this 80, this heritage type, I need, I may, maybe, you never know, I may be in trouble, maybe it's a riches yamlin store for me, I could be in big trouble. Oh no, I'm not gonna have, what will I do, what will I live from, what am I gonna have? And he works, he says, a kenish. There's a nature in a person to work, to produce far more than he can ever consume because he's got a diger, maybe he needs it. Zok Shloima Melech, that's what makes the whole world go around, this greed. He says, take that midah. You worried? A person, why the person, Zohar Kodesh says, a person walks on this world, he thinks he's going to live forever. No one ever got out of here alive, but he thinks he's going to live forever. He's sure, not him, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and you never know, Madaf. Zok Shloima Melech, yo! When it comes to Ruchnius, think of this midah. A person says, Vos darfes? Achito machse. How much do I consume already, Ruchnius? I daven, I learn how to shtickle seid, I give a little tzedok, I wear thousands of. I don't need more than that. The Namor Tacht, I might live forever. The Mensch Tacht, he might live forever. In Ruchnius, we do forever. The Neshama Tacht lives with Neitzach Netzachim. For all eternity, millions and billions of years, we need. Take this midah that's inherent in the human nature, that's taken from the Namara, to grab with a tremendous rotzai, with a tremendous melech, way beyond, and not be satisfied, not say I've got enough, say I haven't got enough, because I need, there's no end to my needs, how am I going to survive billions of years of nitzchius on the little crumbs that I've amassed? This is what we should take out. This is what we should learn from amassing wealth and money. Where's the koyach? Leich al memola also, and grab and live a life of grabbing, of chapping. Everything is work. Everything is yegiah. To come to shul, to sit down, to learn. I'm here to work, to earn a living. You ask a person, do you like to work? Of course, I hate to work. So do you like your boss? I hate it. Do you like the people you work with? I can't stand them. So what are you doing? That's what I get. I have to eat, don't I? I'm going to Hashem to be yegiah, but I have to eat. I have to live forever on the little bit that I can grab now. Chatoif achoil. Chatoif ustei. Grab chat mitzvahs. Be greedy. Be ruthless. Be determined businessmen. When it comes to avodas Hashem, haskim lochem mitzvahs min ha'olam hazeh lo'olam habo.
On behalf of Irvin Shira Torah and the Boston and Nyko, we'd like to give a big yashikoyach to the Prime Waxman for the wonderful shir. We'd like to give a big yashikoyach to Moshe Klein and Reuven Wolf for sponsoring tonight's shir. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Shor, Moshe Menachem, Zephyr and the Brocha. Whoever would like to have the very big exclusive of sponsoring a shir or being mishtata in this exciting Avotz Torah project, please see one of the Askonim up front.
If you'd like to purchase more Torah tapes, please call English Torah Tapes at 323-414-1641. Please also visit us online at EnglishTorahTapes.com, where you'll be able to receive a free gift of over 29 pages to a guide to over 1,000 foods with the proper blessings to make on these foods. At the same time, by visiting us online, you'll be able to take a look at all of our tapes available. Again, we thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this tape. If you'd like to make a donation to Irgun Shiurei Torah, that's the organization that sponsored this year and recorded this year, their address is 1541 41st Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11218. Again, if you'd like to make a donation to support the learning of Torah Barabbim, Irgun Shiurei Torah, the address is 1541 41st Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11218.